Larry Robinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Larry, before we talk about the book, I did want to ask you about Pat Quinn. Now, you would have played against Pat Quinn a couple of times, correct?
Yeah, very late in his career, yes.
But
I know him probably more as a coach when he was coaching in Vancouver and then Toronto, of course. But that's very sad. I mean, he was a good man, and hockey's going to miss him.
Did you ever have any run-ins with him on the ice towards the end of his career? Because you both kind of, well, you both like the physical end of the game.
Yeah, no, not really. More, if we had any run-ins, would have been more when I was playing, he was coaching, because you could always hear him talking out there. He was very, very vocal and very big man.
I was going to say, was he the type of guy as an opposing player, would he be on the referees a lot, or would he get on you?
No. But he certainly was on the referees all the time. That was the one thing that he did a lot of. He gave them a hard time. I don't think the referees were in his good books.
You know, Larry, as someone who went on, you're now an assistant coach, you're director of player development to the San Jose Sharks. I mean, you've gone into the coaching fraternity as well.
Yeah.
One of the things people say about Pat is that he had a remarkable ability to relate to, he coached a junior world junior team in 2009 right. At the age of 66. 67. He had an ability to relate to kids from the 2000s, guys from the 90s, guys from the 80s. What does it take to do that as a coach, to be able to relate to younger guys, guys who may not have been of your generation?
Well, I think both come from the same cloth, and that a lot of our success came through hard work and dedication to the game, I guess. And the other thing is just having the knowledge of the game. I mean, it's tough to really have a feeling for it if you've never played it or never been in those situations. And, Pat came up through the ranks and had to, earn his job and had to play the game the right way. So I think that's probably why he had a good rapport with all generations, is that he was able to adapt to the changing of the game.
Larry Robinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Larry has, with Kevin Shea, have written a book, The Great Defender, My Hockey Odyssey. As I said, both you and Pat were tough guys. You were a guy who was able to, you could play the game physically, obviously. You also had a good offensive touch. You were a good all-around defenseman. What part of the game had to come first for you, Larry, when you were breaking in that era? Did you need to establish yourself as a physical guy first, or and then kind of let the offensive stuff, the other parts of your game, take over? Or was it a matter of it all coming at once?
No, I had to establish. I think I owe a lot of that part of my game to Al McNeil, because that was the physical part wasn't I started out in as a kid, playing up front. I was a forward for most of my minor hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a converted defenseman later on, and I was always one of the bigger kids, and but never used my size, I guess, the way it should have been used. And Al just kind of sat me down and said, "Listen, kid, you want to make it in the league? You got to play tough. You have to earn your room out on that ice. And the tougher you play, more room you're going to get, and then that will evolve your offensive part of the game." So the physical part was always something that I had to establish before I became more offensive minded.
Larry Robinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Did you guys, when I say you guys, those great Canadians teams, especially that defense corps, did you guys realize how good you were and how, was there a sense that at any point that people were going to look back at history and go, that might be the best collection of defensemen one team ever had at any one time? Were you guys aware of that?
No, not at all. I mean, I think we had success, and we were like that because we all enjoyed the game. And not only did we enjoy the game, we enjoyed each other. You know, it's funny because we were all together at LaPointe's sweater retirement, and just kind of sitting around reminiscing. And a lot of people always referred back to the year that we only lost the 8 games, but we forget that not only did we lose 8 games, the following year we lost, I think, 10, and then the following year after that, 12. So, I mean, it's something that we're all very, very proud of, and I doubt if we'll ever see it in any part of our era. But as players, we never thought about that. I mean, we just enjoyed, like I said, we enjoyed each other. We enjoyed coming to the rink and practicing and just playing the game.
Larry Robinson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What was the best thing about being a Montreal Canadian back in the day? What was the best thing about it?
I don't know. I think the camaraderie that we had, certainly the team that we had. I mean, it's no fun playing any kind of game if you're not winning. And certainly we had a lot of success, and we were able to have fun and enjoy each other. But I mean, just the, I don't know, the aura of that club during those days and the success that they had and everything else, it was fun to be a part of. They looked after you, they treated you well, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Larry, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. Again, the book is Larry Robinson, The Great Defender, My Hockey Odyssey. It's written along with Kevin Shea. Thanks so much for doing this, Larry, and all the best.
Okay, thank you very much, and my condolences to the Quinn family.